So Federal Labor is still dealing with the fallout from that thumping in Queensland, particularly at the federal election on Saturday. Dealing with those political minefields will also, of course, be the job of the new Federal Labor leader, whoever that might be. We still don't have the answer to that yet. Phil Khoury joins us in our Parliament House studios. Phil, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
So the Queensland government's clearly heard the message from the people on Adani. For Federal Labor, they have an issue now because they've heard the message too, no doubt about it. We'll come to the Labor leader in a moment. But how will Labor square its climate change policy, its target its emissions targets, its overall policy about renewables with this need to support coal mining and the opening up of the Galilee Basin in central Queensland?
Well, I don't think they have to worry about it at all because it was a problem this time last week, only if they were going to be in government. Well, they're not going to be in government now, so I assume this thing's going to get sorted in the next little while, but judging by the Queensland government's comments. So if the mine gets approved, and you know, it's going to happen well before the next election, and it's not going to be a problem for Labor in a political sense going into the next election. They'll probably be digging coal out or developing the mine by then. So you know, in that sense, it may have been handier for Bill Shorten if this had happened a while ago. But you know, as you said, the Queensland government appears to have got the message, and they're putting in train. You know, they're going to get this process done. So it's a moot point for the incoming Labor leader. It's a question for the federal government, and they've already given it their approval. So it looks like it's going to happen.
Okay, let's go to Labor.
If that makes sense. But from a political point of view.
A political point of view.
Not an environmental. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, that's still a tension, and Labor's position on coal will be tested by many Australians who voted for climate change on the weekend too, I suppose.
But they can't stop it at a federal level once it happens. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to the leadership of the Labor Party. Anthony Albanese at the moment is the only declared candidate. Now nominations are open. Do you believe there will be a contest?
Look, hard to say. We were waiting to see what Jim Chalmers does today or over the next couple of days. They've got till Monday till nominations close. It was by late yesterday, it appeared, you know, that the whole New South Wales right, or most of it, was going to be behind Albanese and most, if not all, of the left nationally. So it would, on that basis, it would make it hard for Jim to win for the same reasons Chris Bowen pulled out. So unless either we're being lied to or he knows something we don't know and he believes he's got enough support, you know, he will run. But a lot of people are suggesting he shouldn't, and a few are suggesting he should at this stage, but he'll be weighing that up in the next day or so.
And what's your view? Do you think the rank and file want a contest, or would they prefer to have this sorted? Because this would be a four-week process. It's not over till June 27. I don't think Labor would relish the chance of the possibility of Parliament being recalled with Bill Shorten having to front up to this dispatch box, would they?
No, well, he probably won't because the Parliament won't sit back to July anyhow.
Now, definitely.
Well, we don't know, but the government may try and bring it back now just to force that spectre, if you like. But look, I'm not in the Labor Party. I'm not the rank and file. I'm sure there's some who do want a ballot and some who don't. But the view I find amongst a lot of the MPs is they'd rather not, because this thing could become a vehicle for a bit of bloodletting, and they'd rather just get back on with it. As one of them said to me yesterday, you know, Albanese won the popular vote hands down last time, 6 years ago, and are we going to ignore the will of the rank and file again? That's probably a handy line if they want for their candidate, but hopefully we'll know by today, Fran.
Just very briefly, the PM's expected to reveal his new ministry over the weekend. He's already said Melissa Price would stay on as Environment Minister. Do you think that will happen? Just briefly.
Not sure. No, I think she'll stay in Cabinet because he needs to keep the female representation up, but there's strong suggestions she'll be put on lighter duties. There's a couple that come in. He's got a few people to bring in, so I think there'll be a, you know, like Alan Tudge seems to be a lock for a Cabinet promotion, Arthur Sinodinos and possibly Susan Lee. So, again, we'll know Sunday or Monday, but okay. Yeah, I've heard Miss Price will stay, but maybe doing something else.
Okay, and one of the questions we don't know, but we do know that Ken Wyatt, Indigenous Australian, would love to be a Cabinet Minister for Indigenous Affairs, so we'll see if that's going to happen too. Phil, thank you very much.
Good on you, friend.
Phil Khoury from the Financial Review, our regular political commentator on a Thursday. You're listening to Breakfast. It's 9 minutes to 8.